I'm now 2 days back from vacation, and I went to a place that I never really wanted to go to in the past, and that is the town of St. Louis, Missouri. And the reason I went, it was my wife's birthday week last week.
And happy birthday.
Yes, happy belated to the lovely Mrs. Bass. And she is very much into a podcast called Faded Mates. It's a romance book podcast. And one of the hosts is an author. Her name's Sarah McLean. And she just put out a brand new book. And they did a live recording of their podcast. And this is the second one of these. I didn't attend this one, but when we were on our anniversary trip a couple years ago in Brooklyn, or in New York, they had a show in Brooklyn, so we made that one. Jen wanted to go to this one, and people from all over the country travel to go watch this. Apparently, it's pretty big in those circles.
Is this an annual thing they do, or do they record like every episode on remote?
No, I think this
remote?
Is just a one-time-a-year thing to have like their version of Ticket Stock or something like
that. That's cool.
And yeah, it was kind of cool, and that's the reason we went to that town, but we thought, okay, it's also time to take summer dry dock here at the station, so let's just take our family trip to the gateway city of St. Louis. And I wasn't too high on it. I wanted to go to a national park or Chicago, but luckily...
Is a lot of this because of 2011? As we talked about yesterday, going to a Cardinal game, is that in your mind still?
I mean, sort of.
A little bit?
I don't really know anybody from there. I don't feel like that's a place you go to like enjoy a week.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought, okay, we'll make the best of it. Not bad. And the one thing I will say, it is very dramatic because we flew in and got in around 4 something. So it's rush hour traffic. And we stayed at a really nice Airbnb at a historic district near downtown. And as we were taking our Uber ride, there's hardly any rush hour traffic. And I think we get so used to what we're dealing with around here. And it's even worse down in Houston.
Oh, yeah.
But you go to another, quote, major market, you're thinking, okay, it's another big city. It felt like a mid-sized town and not this major metropolis. And considering the history that city has and the importance into the expansion west and manifest destiny, I'm a little surprised that St. Louis isn't a bigger deal or a bigger city than it actually is.
This was your first time as an adult going?
As an adult, yeah.
Okay. Because I remember as a kid, you know, when you're learning about cities outside of the state, it feels like St. Louis was one of the first ones that you knew about. Like, you knew about New York, Chicago, L.A., and St. Louis,
yeah,
just because there was so much history there.
And because at one point in this country, St. Louis was the second biggest port, which is pretty impressive considering it's not next to the ocean, because the Missouri River and the Mississippi River converge in St. Louis. And in the early days in the Wild West, it turned into a fur trading post, and they thought, well, you know, we're making money by doing commerce with the Native Americans. Let's just plop down a city here, and they sure did. And it's gone through a lot of changes over the years, but that's where Lewis and Clark started their expedition. And to see the history of just the Native Americans and, you know, this country becoming what it is, St. Louis was a huge part of that as far as it going west, especially after the Louisiana Purchase.
So what was on the agenda for the week? You went to a Cardinals game.
Yep.
Did you go to the Arch?
Yeah, we did the Arch as a family, which I like to take my summer trips to national parks because I feel like they always deliver. And little did I know, I actually knocked out another national park because the Gateway Park is technically a national park. It's not big.
It still counts.
It did count, though. It's right there off the river, and you go up the 630-foot elevator/escalator, and it's kind of wild because you go into the main hallway, and you go down, and there's a whole museum, which actually the museum's pretty fascinating. A lot of history stuff you can figure out there. But as you go up we went up the North Tram, and as you were waiting in line, they have like 10, 20-minute intervals, and your groups go in. And there's only 8 pods that go up to the top at a time. We were in pod 4. But as we're sitting around waiting, they were using the wall and the elevators as a projection screen. And it gives you a timeline from like 1961 all the way to 1968 when the whole thing was completed. And it shows just what was happening not only in the nation then, but also the construction of the Arch, which I think we all take the Arch for granted. But if you go stand underneath it, just the engineering marvel that thing is for it to, I think in the 30s, that was going to be used as a area to talk about, you know, the gateway to the West. And they had a bunch of artists that decided to come up with designs, and they picked this one dude's design as the arch. And it is a very iconic American symbol, and to be up in it was pretty wild.
So I learned right now that the arch was completed in the 60s.
1968.
I had no idea. Yeah. If you would have given me multiple choice, mm-hmm. I probably would have said sometime in the 1800s.
No, man. They didn't have that kind of technology back then.
I know. It's maybe they remodeled it or something. But yeah, it's another thing. As a kid, like, you know about that. You think of St. Louis,
right.
You've got the arch. New York City, you got the Statue of Liberty. It's a very iconic place. And yeah, and I think as adults, it probably gets overshadowed because when we're on vacation, you typically want to go to the mountains or the ocean or something. But there's something cool and value in going to a place like that has a lot of history.
Well, and for my daughters, they both read the Percy Jackson novels. And in one of the novels, they go and there's like something that happens at the St. Louis Arch. So they were super fired up just for that in and of itself. But it's not just
the
arch.
Cold War, right?
No, it wasn't about
the Cold War.
But Forest Park is actually bigger than Central Park by 500 acres. They get 12 million visitors there per year. They have a golf course on it. There's a free zoo, like no mm-hmm. admission. It's just a yeah. kick-ass zoo for free. We went to this place called City Museum, which is in the heart of downtown. And I don't know if you're familiar with Meow Wolf, which is kind of like an acid trip type
okay.
experience.
That big one in Grapevine over here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is like a precursor to that. This is a 4-story building that had nothing in it. And you had a team of engineers and artists decide, you know what, let's just create something that's just kind of weird and different that families can go to. And it's 4 levels of mazes and caves mm-hmm. and like secret entrances and things. And it's great for kids because some of the entrances are pretty small and they can crawl like under the floor and pop up on the other side. And they have an aquarium in there, and it's hard to describe on the radio. You would just have to go see it, or maybe a quick Google search, because it looks like an acid trip come to life.
And it sounds like a very successful vacation. If your wife got something she likes,
yeah.
you enjoyed it. It sounds like the kids had a good time, so they weren't bored the
no.
entire time.
They have the National Blues Museum there, which is pretty kick-ass. They have a Foundry Food Hall, which is like a big food hall and entertainment place downtown. So yeah, it's, again, I wouldn't like totally recommend this as you have to go mm-hmm. on vacation here, but if you are on business or your wife's really into a podcast and you have to go to St. Louis, you can do a lot worse. And I think it's like Market 24, 25.
Okay.
Traffic's not bad. So hey, thumbs up.
And lastly, best thing you ate in St. Louis.
We went to the Hill District, and it's like their own little Italy. And we went to a place that Guy Fieri went to.
Okay.
And
hell yeah.
And we had my
wife's, he's not going to lie?
My wife's birthday dinner was there, and it was fan-damn-tastic.
Awesome.
It was great.